Welcome to hour two of the People's Show. Yeah, hour two. Shorter show today with the Jays game earlier on in the day. So a two-hour People's Show. Canucks Central will take over at 4 o'clock. Dan Riccio and Satyar Shah on the way in an hour's time here on Sportsnet 650. Also, today is McHappy Day. And on a McHappy Day, you can do good and make it delicious as well. All day long, if you buy any food or beverage item, you're helping sick children and their families stay together at Ronald McDonald's houses across Canada. And whatever you love, a Big Mac, Egg McMuffins, fries, McDonald's fries, goat, it all helps. If you order McDelivery or visit McDonald's restaurant, McHappy Day, supporting Ronald McDonald.
I'll take over for Bick here. It seems like his mic is acting up.
There we go.
We got him back. You were talking McHappy Day.
Yes, all day.
Shout out also to McDonald's. They've got waffle fries now.
Really?
Game changer.
Massive. All day, a portion of proceeds from every food and beverage item sold will support Ronald McDonald's House Charities and local children's charities across Canada. So make sure you grab your order today and do some good. Feel good about yourself today.
Absolutely. You can enjoy yourself, eat some great food, and also give back to the community, which is really, really important, especially with the Ronald McDonald House charities, something that, you know, they do some amazing work for families in this province and across the country in the United States as well, but here in our community as well.
Bick Nizar and Randy Janda, so a big shout-out to those that tweeted us. Chef Swagger tweeted us. We were talking about the flight from St. Louis to Miami. I said it was a short flight. Chef Swagger says it's 2 hours, 30 minutes.
Okay. But
we have some conflicting reports.
I found the fastest one I found on Expedia nonstop was 2 hours and 46 minutes. But here's the wrinkle.
Yeah.
I searched on Expedia for just like a random date later this summer. Only one nonstop available versus 21 one-stop ones available.
Sure.
If you do the nonstop, you might be paying a little more, but you don't really have that much choice, so you might be doing a layover.
We're doing things. As the crow flies, though. Like, we can
logically say. No, we're not.
No. Yeah.
We're living in the real world.
That's
man.
Not what...
We talk about
actual
short
travel
flight.
Distance is what determines it.
But you can get flights.
Unless
yeah,
you...
Yeah, no. We're not doing as the crow flies.
We're all right in this scenario.
You can get one flight based on Jamie's search here. You can get one. Unless you have a private plane, it's going to take you probably around 4 hours.
I don't know how much money I got in the bank. I could do that. Just to spite you guys and be right, I would pay for
that. Do it. Do it, please.
But yes, under 3 hours is what it came out to. So that constitutes a short flight to me. That's like watching Avengers Endgame. You watch it on the plane. That's one movie.
Yeah.
You're out.
Under 3 hours is a short flight.
Yeah. Okay.
But I still think it's a stretch to say that St. Louis and Miami are in the same neck of the woods.
Exactly. Yeah, that is like one is Midwest, one is as further east and south as you can go.
All right.
We're all right.
We're all right.
It's the People Show.
And we're all right. We're good. 650. Someone texting in. Any turf trivia today? Well, wouldn't you know it? Your timing is perfect. We're doing it right now.
Great question. For a pair of tickets to the C's Nooner at the Nat versus Tri-City next Friday, May 20th, here's the question. Who leads Major League Baseball in home runs, and how many home runs have they hit? 650 right now in the Dunbar Lumber text line. Who leads Major League Baseball in home runs? We had to come with a baseball trivia question.
Is this a timely?
Yes, this is targeted directly at me.
No hints. No hints. We will discuss this later on. No hints. Don't you guys bring that up right now.
So, if you know who's leading the majors in home runs right now, send in your text 650-650. Someone's Marcus and Gibson's here. Bick, as a crow flies, I live 15 kilometers from Nanaimo, but travel time can be up to 5 to 6 hours.
Thank you, Marcus and Gibson's. That's a very relevant point. The crow flies, not that important.
But is he flying?
No, but it's travel time that matters.
I said a flight! A flight from Gibson's.
Although,
to
if
Nanaimo.
He was going to fly, I don't know if there are like little Harbor Air flights from the Sunshine Coast, so he would probably have to drive to Vancouver and then fly. So it would take a long time.
Real time, you're not getting there unless you're on that one flight, Bick. Unless you're on that one flight, less than 4 hours.
All right.
It's going to probably get you around 4 hours.
Nevertheless, short flight. Short flight from St. Louis to Miami.
We appreciate it.
All right. So earlier today, we'll bring you your trivia answer in just a little bit here. And also, we'll get to Don't At Me coming up in a few moments, 15 minutes away. By the way, Play Now Sports, bet on hockey like never before with Play Now Sports, your local BC sports book. Three games on the NHL menu tonight. The Rangers hosting the Penguins, Panthers hosting the Capitals, and Calgary hosting Dallas, the series that you and I are paying the most attention to.
Yeah, there's bragging rights in this one.
It's been fun.
Like, it's been pretty even thus far.
We picked similarly almost all the series except for St. Louis, Minnesota, and Dallas, Calgary, I think, right?
Pretty much. But, Bick, you know why it's been fun? The last two games have been fun because there have been offense. There have been high-danger chances, not for the reason you thought it would be fun. And, Jamie, I feel like I have to bring this up as well. You know what's been a really intriguing and interesting series? The LA Kings versus the Edmonton Oilers.
I mean, that was a good game last night.
What am
I saying?
It was
a really good game last night.
All the goals. Yeah. Shutting players down.
Just before we move on from airplane talk, Steve in Vancouver says that Harbor Air has a 20-minute flight from Nanaimo to Seashell. So you can fly from the Sunshine Coast to Nanaimo.
What a shocker. What a shocker. As the crow flies, 20-minute. Short flight there, Marcus and Gibsons. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks for bringing that conversation.
Steve's
back.
A true one in the inbox. Steve's
I wanted to get
work.
That one in.
Yeah, well, I would have read it. I didn't see it just yet.
Like, we can't let this, we can't move on from this without beating this dead horse a little bit more.
Where was I going? Oh, right, Trent Caldwell on the station. Trent Caldwell on the station earlier today. Do we have this clip? I think we have this clip ready, yeah. All right, we'll play this back and we'll talk about it on the other side. Trent Caldwell joining Halford and Brough earlier today on Sportsnet 650. You can go listen to that podcast as well. Subscribe to theirs and Canucks Hour and Canucks Central and ours as well. But here's what Trent Caldwell, Abbotsford Canucks GM, or head coach, had to say.
There's got to be some patience too, right? I mean, you know, just off the top of my head, you know, like I've been in that Tampa organization. I've worked there. Like, unless those guys are, you know, utter superstars too, I mean, everybody spends time in Syracuse, New York before they go to Tampa. So so that would be a bit of a difference right there. And just a great example would be someone like Adam Gaudette. Like, why wouldn't he have spent 2 years with us so we can groom him and get him better and hopefully, and the goal is to get a more rounded finished product before he's out of his entry level contract to Vancouver. You know what I mean? As opposed to something that's maybe rushed and it's not as finished of a product. Because we all know in the NHL, even though I still believe development still needs to happen, that it's a results driven league. And I understand that. So, but, you know, sometimes we have to have a greater look. And I know from being inside those organizations, I was there, like, that we have to be patient. And that's one of the things that, you know, I see with the new regime coming in that, you know, it's about doing the right things. Like that's the first time in my 5 years that Pod Colson was sent down, as opposed to, you know, the last time we're in playoffs, Archibald couldn't go on waivers because they were afraid of losing him. It's a different mindset, that's for sure. And I think that's the right one to have for us moving forward.
So that's Trent Cole, Abbotsford Canucks head coach, when he joined Halford and Brough earlier today. Now, we've talked about this a lot, and it's honestly one of the biggest points a lot of fans bring up. It's like, how come there hasn't been enough development from the AHL level? And, you know, I've kind of pushed back on the idea. It's like, well, they haven't really done a great job. Now, understandably, there hasn't been a cavalcade of prospects and assets coming from AHL, but you also have to look at what has been sent to the AHL for them to develop. Look, Jared McCann didn't play in the AHL.
No.
Jake Virtanen started in the NHL, went down and came back up, and he spent a season with Travis Green. But Brock Besser didn't go to the AHL. Elias Pettersson didn't go to the AHL. Quinn Hughes didn't go to the AHL. Like, a lot of the first-round picks just bypassed, and they graduated straight to the NHL. And a lot of them are qualified to play in the NHL. Pettersson didn't need to go there. He spent a season overseas, obviously, but he didn't need to go down there. Quinn Hughes, we did need to see AHL time for Quinn Hughes. He's clearly capable of playing top minutes here. And so a lot of players that have been sent down to the AHL have been, you know, later picks. I know Cole Lind and Jonah Gadjevich are the two that everyone strikes to and say, hey, how come they didn't get developed? Fair criticisms, absolutely. But really, when you go through it, you know, Will Lockwood went through the entire collegiate process. And when he did, it was just a handful of games. It was a season, but you know, Trent Call and that group didn't really have guys like that coming to them. And it was some undrafted free agents. Obviously, Zach McEwen's a promising story that came from the Utica system. But there hasn't been a constant insertion of talent from the draft classes, and they've drafted from overseas and stuff like that. Given the talent available, it's a fair pushback from Trent Cullum on some of the processes from the organization, but it's also a question of like some of the talent that's been available to them.
You could sense the frustration, I think, in that answer. And great job by the guys to talk to him this morning as well. Trent Cull, in season, you could tell during the season, he was very open with us on the Abbey Report as well. In the playoffs, kind of tightened up a little bit. Wasn't saying all that much the last time we talked to him, but you could tell.
Tight lips, Trent?
A little bit. He had his imitation there, but that very rarely happens. Now, what you had this morning was him being pretty honest and probably hearing some of the criticism. And at the press conference, when he had to address it, when Ryan Johnson, his bosses, having to essentially answer the question of, why are you coming back with Trent Cull? And that has been a huge criticism here in Vancouver. But I think one issue, you hit it there, you don't necessarily have the steadiest, you know, prospect pipeline coming in. But even beyond that, the leadership going back 8 years, what was the MO? Crank them through. Let's see what they got. And now you contrast that with a program like a Detroit Red Wings, what they have with Grand Rapids, right? You have, at certain points, Michael Rasmussen when he was in the system, Philip Zadina, Moritz Seider, Dennis Cholowski was a part of that. Like, there were young players that were seasoning because this was a team that was not going to go anywhere for a couple of years. Management here in Vancouver decided, hey, it's go time, and we don't have much depth, so therefore, we got to crank these guys out. We got to crank them up. Adam Gaudette has a great preseason a couple of years ago. Unbelievable. I remember on these airwaves, people were talking about, hey, he's got to work his way in. But there was not that much competition. Nikolai Goldobin, Sven Berchi were the individuals. But my point is, you don't have a bunch to kind of go through. And when you're the MO is, you got to make it go right now. This is a team that's supposed to be working their way up the standings or being relevant. You make stupid decisions sometimes that are not great with development in mind. So part of this is, yes, Trent Cull, are there things that he can be criticized for? Absolutely. Every coach will admit they're not perfect. But what is the direction that they're given? What is the MO? And it feels like with the previous regime, it was, hey, let's get these guys to a certain point and then NHL ready. With what we saw with Rutherford, and we'll see what happens with Alvin, but what we saw with Rutherford and the way that his organization dealt with Wilkes-Barre and the way that they created players and let them season. We're talking about the Brian Rust. We're talking about, you know, a Zach Aston-Reese. We're talking about other guys further down that lineup. Jake Guentzel was another guy that was allowed to season. You're hoping that direction is now different. And it seems like Trent Cull understands that and understands that direction is different, but criticism can be definitely thrown at the coach to a certain degree. What direction is he being given is also a huge part of this conversation.
And I know there's ideas to the thought. It's like, okay, well, when McCann and Vertanen came in, they earned roster spots through training camp. Sure, it's like if you beat out Lyndon Vay, sure. But is that really like what it's about? Or is it, hey, what's best for the prospect? Not necessarily what's best for the team right now. You have to look.
The long game.
Yeah, the long game, the 30,000 view, 30,000 foot view. And you have to look down and see the entire forest. And you say, hey, at some point, you just have to say, no, we don't do this anymore. And we've talked about this a lot. You know, I know Yannick's brought it up with like Nils Höglander should still be in the A. And look, it's happened. He's played and he's had success. But ultimately, is there an argument to be made for a little bit more seasoning? And I know a lot of people said, hey, Danila Klimovic, could he get a game this year? Jack Rathbone, how much do we hear it as well? Will Lockwood, when the penalty kill is really struggling, try anything in the first 25 games. Bring up someone with speed like Lockwood. And at some point, you just have to say, no, we don't do this anymore. What we do as a franchise is let these guys marinate. And when they're ripe and when they're ready, then we break them out. And we send them up, and we don't want to see them again. And I know I've heard Trent Cull say that time and time again. Of when guys get called up, and not just for injury scenarios, when guys get called up and they get their opportunity, at that stage, they don't want to see him anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we've done our part. Now it's on you to take this opportunity that you've earned.
Almost every week, every time we were talking to, whether it was Trent Cull, whether it was the assistant Gary Agnew, or Ryan Johnson, We did ask a question a couple of times. How do you balance development versus winning? And the question, the answer to that question we got back was, hey, man, our job is to develop these players. Our job is to make sure that they're set up for the future. So I definitely think that, you know, this year especially, it's a different outlook. Now, beyond that, how does it change? Do you have that level of, you know, depth? This organization, you did have Sheldon Dries. You had Sheldon Rempel. You had other individuals that were called up. So therefore, you don't have to maybe free up a young player to say, all right, kid, it's your call, because we got nobody else that can offer anything at the NHL level. The organization will have to continue to bring that in. Like, be competitive at the AHL level, where you're bringing up players that can score, like Sheldon Dries did in the NHL, that you do look at his goal and say, oh, man, this guy's got a shot.
The two Sheldons.
The two Sheldons, like, they had mm-hmm. and the level, that baseline, that, sure, they're not going to be everyday NHLers, but you know what they can do? You can get them into a lineup, and they're going to be competitive, and you don't have to burn, you know, a young kid and that experience having to do so. So to me, I think that is going to be a huge thing for the organization moving forward. This year, excellent to get all these depth pieces in, not only at the AHL level, at the NHL level, where you're saying, all right, Brad Hunt, Travis Dermott, all these other individuals that were making up the back end, we don't maybe need to see Jack Rathbone very much, unless it's an emergency situation, which we saw late in the year. But I'm with you. I don't want to see players rushed up. And I think this is where this regime is different from the previous one, in the sense that previously, because fans are calling for Adam Gaudette, because media is calling for Adam Gaudette, because you don't have much depth, it felt like, all right, it's going to happen at some point. It's just a matter of when. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen.
Well, especially when you're losing, too. And,
sure.
And fans, like, I totally get it. It's like, you just get bored. It's like, really? I got to watch another game of Marcus Granlund? It's like, oh, bring up Adam Gaudette. But let's see him. And like, there were a lot of unimpressive players for years for the Vancouver Canucks. And it was, I don't want to see this guy anymore.
As a manager, you got to have that discipline, though, right?
Yeah.
And a part of this is not only calling up young guys, it's also, are you building up trade value for those players that you're eventually going to bump off, right? We talk about a Sven Berchi. We talk about Nikolai Goldobin. Are you in a position maybe to give these guys some soft minutes to say, all right, we're going to let that player season in the AHL. In the meantime, you're going to play, and we're going to try to get the best out of you. So maybe we can flip you for something. In the end, that doesn't happen. They go down to the AHL. Those are essentially, you know, dead money contracts. You're paying them out. Are you in a situation now that benefits anybody? The player's ticked off. Management's not happy because they're not getting anything out of these players. And guess what? You got to call up that young guy that's probably not ready, and you're undercutting their development. So I think moving forward with the new regime, you're in a situation where, as long as you have that patience, which is the key word here, Trent Cole used it as well, as long as you say, there's an end game here, there's a long game here, the playoffs matter, but we're not going to burn somebody's career. We're not going to leave their game as maybe an immature game. We're going to let it marinate. We're going to let it season. There are bigger things than, hey, maybe getting a bottom six contribution. No, this guy might have a better ceiling. And when we're talking about learning the game, that's important. That's my hope. Now, let's see if that continues. And that is going to be something that's huge to watch going forward here.
Another guy we're going to be focused on, another prospect in the organization, Linus Karlsson. Big news for him today. We'll be going to the World Championships, joining Vancouver Canuck Oliver Ekman-Larsson on Team Sweden. So, again, there's another young player. Someone that, you know, I think has impressed a lot of Canucks fans that like to track the prospects, because this was a nothing acquisition years ago. And you just have been able to follow along, and it's gotten more and more impressive. And now you get ready for this opportunity, now that he's at a certain, you know, young 20s, going to play in the World Championships. We'll see how he does there. It's going to be interesting to watch the World Championships for someone like him, to see what kind of development there is and how that will translate to the pros. And if and when he comes over, is it immediately into the NHL? Does he get a little seasoning in the AHL? It does seem like maybe he's got more of a profile to immediately step into the NHL. But nevertheless, this is another young prospect for the organization that big news for him today, going to the World Championships.
Yeah, now you've got 2 years of production as well, right? Last year in the second division of Swedish hockey, now he makes it up to the Swedish Hockey League, playing for a new team, essentially being a point-per-game player, after being a point per game player last year in that second division. And, you know, talking to a couple of people in Sweden as well, just about what type of year it was, he ended up going to, and my pronunciation is going to be terrible here, but Skellefteå is the Swedish hockey team he plays for. They've kind of got that notoriety as being a team that does develop talent, that has a good track record. And there was opportunity this year where a couple of players left the roster in the offseason. They end up getting Linus Karlsson, and Karlsson puts up a 26-goal season. He puts up 46 points. So the question was, would he be able to fill that void? Would he be able to continue to develop at a higher league? And he's been able to do that, Bick. So you don't know what you're going to get in this player because he's still playing in Sweden. It's that Jonathan Dahlin, you know, trade that we're not really sure what to make of. But the fact that he's been at least called up to this senior team, where some decent hockey players are going, and I know it's not a full Olympic roster or anything near that. You've got some other teams that have kind of come in with you know, some really good players and other ones that are maybe C-plus level players. But I guess playing at this level, we're going to find out what he's made of, because for the last two or three years, he's kind of been checking it off, saying, all right, developing the right way. He's done that this year in Sweden. Let's see how he does rank against some of those other international players as well. Can he cut it at that level?
Bick Nizar and Randy Janda, we do it every day here on The People Show. If you got a thought, a take, you've been brewing, it's a kind of a take shop. You can drop it in the 650-650 Dunbar Lumber text message inbox. We're going to give away tickets to Game 4 at the LEC Thursday night, Blazers and Giants. You got a chance to win tickets with Don't At Me.
Your takes uninterrupted. Don't At Me. Text in your submissions to 650-650.
Don't at me. I said, what a sale.
Brought to you by LeaseBusters. Get out of your vehicle lease with ease, confidence, and a LeaseBusters leasing specialist to guide you through the journey. Go to LeaseBusters.com to start the process today. Drop in your text, 650-650.
I'll get it started here.
Oh, you got one, okay.
Don't at me. But Blue Jays fans are very, very silent today and yesterday as well. Just not hearing much from Blue Jays fans the last couple of days, Vic. You know what's going on here? Got worked in New York. That's what happened. Got worked.
I saw this hashtag going all the time. Hashtag joke stadium. I didn't actually watch any of the Yankees-Jays games. Were there a lot of fringe home runs?
It's a Little League stadium.
Well, the Blue Jays should be able to win. Should be able to win. There's a lot of, you know what I did hear from Blue Jays fans?
There's a lot of pop flies that.
Yeah, I mean, that's Yankee Stadium. I just didn't watch the
land 1 centimeter on the other side of the fence.
Best record in baseball right now.
Hang the banner. Best record in the league on May 11th.
If this was Blue Jays right now, if this was the Blue Jays, they would be losing their mind. You know this as well as I
do. I'm glad to see that the historic Yankees franchise has maintained such high standards that they're willing to do a victory lap for having the best record on May 11th.
Only reason I'm saying that is because Blue Jays fans got so hyped preseason. So hyped.
Yeah, we know it's a long season.
I'm just bringing it back. I'm bringing it back to y'all.
We know it's a long season.
Barely 500, the Blue Jays.
17-15 right now. 160 barely. Games to go. 6 games back of those New York Yankees.
Don't at me, Blue Jays fans.
Don't at me. Man United are back. FA Youth Cup victory. Let's go.
Oh, come on.
Let's go, U18s, baby. Big dub, 3-1.
Oh, we're talking.
Speaking of historic franchises lowering their standards. Woof.
Important dub, man. Won it 11 times now. Massive W.
Wow.
It's a good sign for the future.
Yeah, Man City is going to win another
KDB,
league
man.
Title.
4 goals today. And like 4 stunners. Well, definitely 1 stunner.
Get ready, Canada. He's coming for you at the World Cup.
Yeah, that's true.
Kevin De Bruyne.
That's a good point.
Kevin De Bruyne. We can marvel at those goals now.
He's, yeah.
He's in the group. Belgium is in the group.
That's like 8 months from now, though. It's not, but nevertheless. He'll be tired out by then. Long flight to Qatar. It's not like a St. Louis to Miami flight.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
When your best hope is, maybe he'll get tired. Maybe he'll tucker himself out by then.
He's like he's a toddler.
All right, let's get to the inbox here. 650, 650. What are they saying?
AP and Langley. Don't at me. JT Miller was picked 15th overall. Canucks will pick a future star.
All right.
All right, that's very optimistic.
Don't at me. LA Kings are the Vancouver Canucks bubble playoff team. Doing great this playoffs, won't make them next year. Dave in Vancouver. I was waiting to, you know, Dave's kind of jumping the gun on a topic I wanted to have after round one of just, okay, who won in round one that won't make the playoffs next year? Kings might be a candidate for that.
How much of that's going to rely on Quinton Byfield taking that next step? You're going to need some young guys to really, really take that step soon. Torgi coming in. Don't at me. Yankees fans think it's August 11th. I'm just stating the facts. Remember that hype?
Yeah,
I'm just
Yankees fans think it's October.
I'm just counterbalancing the hype, Blue Jays hype we heard. That's all I'm doing. It's a community service.
Oh, look at this Man United love coming to the text message inbox. I did see this report.
Yeah, but this person didn't put their name on the text. They don't want to be associated with the club right
now. That's fine. This one, don't at me, DeJong, Frankie DeJong to Man United, 95% complete. So this is a report from that I just saw. So I don't want to just say, like, this is definitely complete, that he's leaving Barcelona. But it happened during the show from Gerard Romero in Spain reporting that this. So I'm trying not to get excited during the show here.
Big signing for United if it happens, but I have to question his ambition if he's leaving Barcelona.
Well, he's linking up back with his old coach.
Still.
Yeah. It's odd.
The other thing the texter says, though, is Man U winning the FA Cup next season. Now, I'm a casual footy fan. So rank for me
third.
Okay. So even the pie in the sky, we're getting it done next year.
What would you rather have, the FA Cup or the Europa League?
Or for the third trophy.
I would say you probably want the Europa League. At least you can get into the Champions.
Yeah.
It's fourth.
No.
Yeah, it is. Come on. You'd rather be Europa League.
You'd only rather Europa League because it gets you entry into the
Wait. So it's Champions behind. League. It's always behind the league title. Yeah. Is it behind? And obviously Champions League. But I wasn't even talking about that.
I personally would rather have the FA Cup.
No, man. I'm an Arsenal fan. We won the FA Cup a lot.
What about the League Cup? Is it below FA Cup?
The League Cup's below that one.
Okay. So at least you're aiming higher than that. That's good.
The texter.
I've never been an FA Cup or League Cup guy. It's just like if I get invested at the semifinal stage. But otherwise, it's like if you win or lose, I'm not really that bothered.
I'd rather have the Europa.
But the thing is like you could just be good in the league and make the Champions League.
Yeah, but still, it's a European trophy. It still beats a domestic trophy.
I'll brag about FA Cups way more than
as Arsenal's won a lot of FA Cups. We haven't won European trophies, so I'd rather have the European. All right, Dan and Fort St. John coming with. Don't at me. The Oilers should have pulled Mike Smith after the second goal last night. He looked really shaky leading up to that goal. If you pull the guy after two goals, that would be, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done. And you're going to Mikko Koskinen. It's not like you're going to prime Ed Belfour or something.
He does look really shaky, though.
He does. It looks like he's playing volleyball sometimes, when the way he's just moving that blocker in front of him. Like, what are you doing, man? No confidence in your glove.
Don't at me. The Angels are the best teams, or one of the best teams in the MLB this season. Ryan and Delta.
This one. David in Vancouver. Don't at me. Last time I checked, the Yankees hit some home runs at the Rogers Center, too. Let's go, Yankees. There we go, David. I ain't adding you in that one.
Hit it to the kid, right?
Exactly.
Great story. Don't at me. Sacramento should not have an NBA team. That one's from Rager.
I think we can all agree on that.
You remember when they almost moved to Seattle? And it was like, oh my goodness, this is it, finally. What is that? Very random text, by the way, from Rager.
Are they the...
But yes, they're one of the most forgotten franchises in North American sports.
Are they the Arizona Coyotes of the NBA? Just like constant controversy, arena troubles, almost move, but for some reason they're still there, but nobody really cares about them.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think so. Like, but even... At least with Arizona, they're in the news for bad reasons. Yeah. Like Sacramento, nobody cares they're there.
Well, but also at least the Kings, you know, they made it to the Western Conference. They had those teams. I know the Coyotes have had a run or two, but, you know, the Kings had more memorable teams with Weber and Divac.
Yeah, Divac and, like, Doug Christie in that era.
Bibby.
And Bibby. But, like, they got... What are they known for?
No white chocolate love? Jason Williams?
No, I love Jason Williams, but Mike Bibby was the better player.
But what are they most known from that era? Getting smacked by the Lakers.
Yeah.
Like, even then, their success came with a full-on slap to the face.
By the way, I was a huge huge referee conspiracy theorist. Which is looking better and better, by the way, when you learn more about NBA reffing. And you look like that series specifically.
Where Shaq's...
Yeah, where they lose to the Lakers and... Yeah. They're getting beat up and no calls are going there. Anyways.
Was Donahue ref in that series?
I'd have to go check.
Oh, we are getting some great submissions here. We might have to do Don't At Me on the other side as well here. This one. Don't at me, but if the Yankees are the evil empire, then the Blue Jays are Jar Jar Binks. Let's go Yankees, David Vancouver. Wes from Ladysmith, don't at me. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins has been the best Oiler player so far this round.
All right, Wes from Ladysmith, great to have you texting back on the show. It's been a while. He is actually the cousin of one Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Oh, I see.
I'm not adding you. I'm just acknowledging you as a proud member of the Ladysmith community. Wes, related to one Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Don't at me. Love the soccer text. Keep coming in. Don't at me. Mo Salah is Harry Maguire's actual father. I'm here for the Harry Maguire slander.
Speaking of soccer, don't at me. The Whitecaps are the worst-run franchise in the city. It's not even close. Ownership won't spend a dime. Hey, they beat TFC this weekend.
Big dub.
There's a W there. Come on now.
Last-minute goal.
And apparently they're linked to Giorgio Chiellini as well.
He's going to L.A., though.
Yeah, he ain't coming to Vancouver.
That's not happening.
Does he know Dan Riccio lives here?
I was going to say.
Then he's going to run.
Is Dan Riccio part of the sales pitch?
Okay, would that drive somebody away from the city or bring them to the city?
Yeah, is there anyone, gotta bring them to the city.
Is really? There anyone in L.A. who's going to do a better job of pronouncing his name? No! You're going to get the best pronunciation from Dan Riccio!
Bigger selling point, Dan Riccio or Carlo Ancelotti? I think Carlo Ancelotti might have a bigger say.
Luke, don't at me. Dries will be a staple in the fourth line all next year, taking Mott's spot. What about Will Lockwood? I'm adding him. Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah.
Good shout, Luke.
That's a that's a controversial take. It's not controversy, but it's a hot take. Sheldon Dries. How does he feature into the Canucks' future? Tomorrow's show topic.
Penn and Langley, don't at me. An Oilers loss is almost a better feeling than a Leafs loss. I don't know.
Okay. You had a hate meter, Toronto's on number one, isn't it? Like, I think the media consumption and all that, if they win, it'll be huge. And I think, to me, it's a valid story if they win, because they're taking out potentially the reigning cup champion, two-time cup champions, if they pull this off. But the 80s era Oilers and how much they used to pummel the Canucks back in the day, that still stings a lot of people, man. So I still think they're number two. I think Toronto is number one on that hate list.
A lot of good text. We'll read some more on the other side. Someone is getting a pair of tickets to game four, round two at the LEC, Giants and Blazers on Thursday night. We'll pick a winner on the other side, so keep sending in your text. We'll also do wrong answers only on the other side. But before we go, do we have a winner for the trivia here? All right. We'll do the question here. Who leads the majors, Major League Baseball in home runs, and how many home runs do they have? What's the answer, Randy?
The correct answer, with his beautiful home run last night at Yankee Stadium, one Aaron Judge, 10 home runs to walk off the Blue Jays last night. And the winner is, Jamie.
The winner is, and also, how dare you? How dare you use Turf Trivia to attack me personally?
Promote
Randy,
your own agenda.
A sacred institution on the show, and you sully it. Petty personal grudges like this. But anyways, the winner is Rye Guy, who I believe hails from Delta. Yes, Rye Guy in Delta is our winner. So congrats, Rye Guy.
Big congratulations to New West for the dub yesterday. But Delta holding the belt for Turf Trivia today. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Back at it in a minute here on the home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
We're not worried about the Sacramento Queens.
Final segment of the show. 15 minutes to go. We'll turn it over to Satir Shah, Dan Riccio, coming up in Canucks Central. They got you the rest of the evening. But we got to wrap up. Don't at me. Someone's walking away with a pair of tickets to the Giants Blazers tomorrow night at the LEC. Randy.
Funny how we are giving away tickets to the Giants, who play in Langley. A lot of texts coming in from Langley today. We had AP, we had Ben, we had everybody, but we are giving the tickets.
People know what they're doing in Langley.
Hey, man, they want plans on Thursday night. You can still get tickets, even if you did not win.
VancouverGiants.com.
That's right. Ben in Langley is the winner, though. Don't at me. An Oilers loss is almost a better feeling than a Leafs loss. Almost a better feeling than a Leafs loss.
It's your division rival. That feels great.
It said almost.
Yeah.
So, what's the ranking there? One or two? Is it the 80s dynasty Oilers, all those pummelings and those cup wins? Does that still hurt more than the Leafs and the extra attention that they get?
I'd say it's probably the Oilers, because at least they won.
Yeah.
There's so much
focus. You know how it is, man.
So much focus from that franchise about being in the 80s, and Duncan Keith looked like he was from the 80s last night.
Yeah, he looked like he was 80.
Yeah, that was rough last night. I don't think he's been that bad in this series, but it's almost like there's no in-between with him. Either he makes some really nice plays, or what happened last night. And what happened last night was, whew, Kempe is still flying by him.
Oh, man. And, you know, in that series as well, like Adrian Kempe, 35-goal season, it's not like it's a buy-low stock. The guy is going crazy this year, but sometimes when you don't watch him play, you underestimate that speed, and it feels like maybe at the beginning of that play, Duncan Keith was like, yeah, I got this guy.
Plus, I'm curious if he thought McDavid was going to cut him off a bit.
Yeah,
more.
McDavid didn't help in that situation either, but
he almost gave him like the stick shove to go past him.
Kempe's fast, man. If it wasn't for McDavid in that series, Kempe is the guy that you're probably most worried about in transition with scoring chops. Like, Athanasiou can kind of do it, but he can't score to that level. Kempe's got both.
Bick Nazar, Randy Janda, Play Now Sports, bet on hockey like never before with Play Now Sports, your local BC sportsbook. We haven't done wrong answers only, so we'll do that here. Also about the Edmonton Oilers. Wrong answers only. Things that have been more wasted than McDavid's talent in Edmonton.
This is what
a way to phrase it.
This is one of my doings.
Yeah.
Hey, we had to be direct. We had to be direct.
Wait, what other way is there to phrase it?
Things that have been more wasted than McDavid's talent in Edmonton. Not drunk, clearly, because that's where Jamie's thinking.
Yeah. My wrong answer was going to be me on a 4-day weekend or something like that. But
okay.
That's where I went immediately, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Things that have been more wasted than McDavid's talent in Edmonton.
If everyone starts texting in and be like, me on my bachelor party, or me last weekend. Come on.
Come on, man.
Other things that have been wasted. Mm. Wrong answers only.
Okay. Nikolai Goldobin's talent?
Come on.
At any point of his career?
Thriving in the KHL.
Yeah, sure. I mean, his North American career.
I will say three of the first submissions we got in the inbox are not able to read on air. So that's where we're going with these.
We'll
today.
Go with this one, though. Yeah. Alex Ovechkin after his cup win.
There you go.
That one we can read.
We definitely can't read some of these.
This one from Unsigned Texture. Ryan Kessler's trade value. Was that wasted, though? You gave him two teams.
Yeah.
Kind of think that was wasted.
Oh, man, there's some good ones.
I think we can say this one. Thomas and Suri coming in with...
Yeah, friend of the show.
Our boy, Shane O'Brien at the Roxy. More wasted than McDavid's
talent. Oh, this
is
a good one. Mike Trout in Anaheim.
Oh, yeah.
Now, to be fair...
That's a right answer.
Yeah. To be fair, Mike Trout's also like an unwilling superstar.
He's comfortable.
He's very comfortable like not being in the spotlight.
He doesn't seem too choked about it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure, obviously, he would love to be in the playoffs and win a World Series, but no, it doesn't seem like an outrage to him.
Along the same lines, Ken Griffey Jr. in Seattle.
There you go. That's a good wasted one.
Joey Votto in Cincinnati. Especially this year.
Well, have they won a fourth game yet?
I don't know. We got some...
Oh, they're up to seven. Good for them.
I like this one. Tim and East Van. Tom Brady's arm. He still wins, man. He still wins.
Man's got $375 million in the bank coming to him still.
This one. Rager.
So many Super Bowls.
Rager coming in with things that are more wasted than Connor McDavid in Edmonton, his talent, the front left burner at Randeep's house. I spread out the love. All burners get love from me. That's a good one.
Good doubling up there on the People Show content. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is the Toronto Blue Jay. Dave in Vancouver. Let's go Yankees.
There we go. Dave's coming in with some solid text.
Dave's fired up.
He's ready.
Yankees.
He's all about the Yankees.
I was, if we're doing like right answers of other athletes, I was going to say Roy Halladay in his time with the Blue Jays was pretty spectacularly wasted, unfortunately.
Jim Benning's incredible cap management acumen.
Oh, along the same lines, the great Waz coming in with Francesco's money has been wasted.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
Oh, Colin in Richmond. My time I booked off to go to Europe when COVID hit.
Ooh, that's rough.
A lot of stories like that.
This is a good one. The Boston Bruins' three consecutive first-round picks in 2015.
Oh, that's a really good one.
That's a really, really good one.
Barzell, Connor, Shabbat.
Yep.
Nope. That's a strong
one.
No,
thank you.
That's a strong one.
Unsigned texter coming in with Barry Sanders in Detroit. That one hurts. That one hurts, man. He was special.
Painter in Lanceville. Things that are wasted. The top half of Reggio's apartment.
Wow. Wow. Do we end the show after that? Like, can we just end 14 minutes early? I don't know how anybody else is going to come with anything that tops.
Things that are more valuable than Connor McDavid's Hart Trophy, if we're doing wrong answers only. Step stools and Dan Reggio's.
Yikes. Just savagery from the text inbox and Vic Nizar. Along those same lines, North Creek Dan coming in with things that have been more wasted than McDavid's talent. Bottle of Pepto-Bismol after Richard did the one chip challenge. Oh yeah, I don't know if it was wasted.
We're so mean on this show. It's just nonstop.
Okay, this one, wrong answers only. Ryan on the road. The pickle on a White Spot burger. Wasted? Do you toss your pickle?
I'm pro pickle.
I don't put the pickle in the burger. I'll just eat the pickle as is.
Oh, yeah. No, I never put
I'd never waste it.
Like, anytime you get the pickle, it's like a garnish on the side. I don't know if garnish is the right term for it, but nevertheless, you never put it in the burger.
Dan Riccio just texted in saying, we love Riccio.
We all love Riccio. He's just subject That's to a lot Riccio's of shots fired.
Hey, man, when you're talking about, you're loved. Right?
Great text from Jose here. The vegetables in my crisper when I attempt to eat healthy are more wasted than Conn McDavid's time in Edmonton.
Yeah. Okay, we all have that, though. Like, for me, it's like fruit in my work bag. You know, like you bring a banana or like an apple or something, and it's just sitting there for 2 days, and you're like, ah, man. Now it's like, you can't even eat it.
Can we read this one?
While you do that one, you ponder that one. Mike and Willoughby saying, password. Password Nation lives.
I think we can read this one. Two of the three bedrooms in my house that I wanted to fill with children, if not for my ex-wife.
Ooh. That one's deep.
That one's deep.
That one cuts deep, man. We got this Minor Matt coming in with one night in Winnipeg.
Oh, is that what he's going for? All right, that's fair.
One night in Winnipeg. Yeah,
he tried multiple times and failed on spelling Winnipeg.
Yeah, we can't read some of these.
Canuck Clay wasted that I haven't been able to translate my positive attitude into a career in motivational speaking.
All right, that's a plug for Canuck. Like, you know how I threw in the Dudsorda references?
Yeah.
Dudsorda.ca? Canuck Clay just did that with his motivational speaking. I
forgot to mention to you. Someone asked me about Dudsorda the other day.
Okay.
And I had to send him to the website, send him to the Instagram, all that sort of stuff.
Very good. Very good. Thank you for the business.
Glenn in Richmond says, what's more wasted than McDavid's talent at Edmonton? The hours spent pre-deadline discussing where JT Miller was being traded.
True.
I disagree. That was an investment for when he's traded this summer. We've already done the legwork. We were doing our due diligence already, Glenn.
Strong conversations were had.
This one we got from Colin in Vancouver. Wants to specify, used to be Colin in Richmond. Congrats on the move. The one size too small pants I bought when I thought I was going to lose weight. We all have that.
We've all done that, man.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm gonna lean out before the summer.
Someone texted in, fries in your burger is the way to go instead of the pickle. Put fries directly in the burger?
Yeah, so I don't think... Yeah, you could do that. There's a...
It's like triple loading on the carbs, though.
No, but there's one place in Pittsburgh, Cremanti's. If you ever go to Pittsburgh, like, that's known for fries in the burger.
That's fair.
Pretty elite, but I don't know how many times a week I can do that.
You're doing that on your own?
No.
More wasted. Nashville's time in the playoffs, North Creek Dan.
Yeah.
Daryl Sutter called it, man. He knew what was coming.
He didn't, though. He said, that's going to be a waste of 8 days. What was it, 6 days? 7 days?
Yeah. 7 days, probably.
Winnipeg's cup window.
Yes. That's big.
It dried up pretty fast. Ryan on the road. All the empty houses in Vancouver.
This is a complimentary one. More wasted? Your guys' good looks on radio.
I tell you what.
Just take the compliment and run, Bick.
That's fine. All
Just
right.
take the compliment and run.
All right.
Here we go. The Seahawks dynasty. After winning in 2013.
Man, shots fired.
Gone in one play.
Dan, the Vancouver Grizzlies logo. I'm actually wearing a Grizzlies shirt right now underneath my hoodie here.
Oddly enough, so am I.
We out here, man.
We rep the Grizzlies to this day.
We out here.
And not the Memphis Grizzlies.
No.
The actual Grizzlies.
Iconic logo.
I have a Grizzlies toque that I really, really love. It's very special to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Why is it so special? Just because?
Because it's Grizzlies. It's awesome. I was a huge Grizzlies fan.
You're
favorite
friends.
Favorite fringe grizzly of all time, Jamie?
Probably Cherokee Parks.
Oh, he was also apparently a very common customer or somebody that had frequented the number five.
I was like, "Where's he going to go?"
Proud partner of the station.
I was gonna say, "Where's this going?"
Proud partner of the station.
Does Blue Edwards count as fringe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I would go
like,
come
far
on.
And away.
Yeah, I think
I would say everyone except like maybe five dudes count as fringe. Really,
everybody other than Big Country.
Yeah, like Baby Sharif, Big Country.
I'll throw Michael Dickerson.
Yeah, Mike Dickerson. Like everything other than that is probably fringe.
Tony Massenburg's my guy. He was pretty good.
I'm trying to think of other core.
He was later. Antoine Carr, Big
right.
Dog.
How about Michael Smith? Remember awesome. The Wild Man, Michael Smith.
Would Antonio Daniels be considered core?
He should have been core. He was definitely fringe. Things that are more wasted than McDavid's talent in Edmonton: shampoo at Bix House.
I'll take it. Look,
shots fired.
We take so many shots at Riccio. I do have shampoo. I do own shampoo. We talked about this before.
Dennis Scott, also, by the way, one of the best three-point shooters of all time and
you're
his career.
You're still over there, like, on the basketball reference page of Vancouver Grizzlies.
You know another one. You mentioned Scott. Byron Scott was a Grizzly.
Yeah.
And I asked him to be on the show a couple of years ago. We were talking Grizzlies for whatever reason. And he said, no, thanks. Like, he's never done an interview about Vancouver because he hated it here. So, for any aspiring producers or hosts that ever want to get Byron Scott on their show in Vancouver, don't even bother. He has nothing to do. He wants nothing to do with Vancouver.
What about G Money? Greg Anthony?
Greg Anthony? I think he's too big time.
Yeah, he was too big time. Like, Othella Harrington was a fringe.
Yeah.
He was a guy who had a run.
Didn't Mike Dickerson like move back to Vancouver or something because he liked it so much? I seem to recall reading that. Maybe we can get Michael Dickerson on the show.
What about Obina Akizi?
Barely remember.
Yeah, that's a deep
Benoit Benjamin, I remember.
Mahmoud Abdul Rauf.
Let's go, yeah.
Blue Edwards.
He had a really good NBA career.
Oh, we already mentioned Blue. What did I start with saying? Who was your favorite fringe Grizzly?
We had so many other things. There's NHL playoffs coming up in 6 minutes. And we're like, you know what? Wrong answers only. Fringe Grizzlies is what we got to talk about, baby. That's what we do on the People's Show. You never know what's going to happen because you guys drive the conversation in the inbox. 650, 650. We'll do more of it tomorrow. See what happens tonight in the NHL playoffs. Three games on tap. Rangers, Penguins. On the brink, the Rangers are. We'll see if Shesterkin and the Rangers can bounce back. Panthers and Capitals, 4:30 puck drop. And tonight, Dallas, Calgary, 6:30. That's going to be the big one we're going to be keeping an eye on. Calgary walk away with it?
I think so. The series is now shifted. Things are opening up, Bick. There's more offense in this. I think Calgary wins it.
All right, we'll see what happens. See what happens next here, Canucks Central. Dan Riccio, Sasier Shaw on the way, home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.